On any given day in Philadelphia, there could be a lockdown at a public school. It happens all the time.
So in the last decade, there was an average of a lockdown somewhere in the district every 2 school days.
Lockdowns aren't drills. They're real. The whole school shuts down. Nobody in or out. But even when the lockdown's over, it's not really over for everyone.
I think it's not something that you just easily forget. Your education being constantly, like, altered by violence. So it's kind of something that just stays with you.
I'm Annette John Hall. This is The Why. Michaela Winberg is a reporter for WHYY's Billy Penn. So, Michaela, what happens during the lockdown?
Yeah, I talked to one student, Arhelice Manea Bravo. She's a recent graduate of the U School, which is a public school in North Philly. She described the usual scene to me.
In the middle of a class, you can hear like 4 to 5 gunshots, literally like right outside of your window.
There would be an announcement over the PA system.
They would name the school, say it was on lockdown, and remind teachers what exactly to do.
The teacher would lock the door and turn out the lights and direct students to hide either under their desks or they would pile into the coat closet together.
And they would hold like all the students because that's where we would put our jackets and our sweaters and stuff like that.
Usually it lasts around like 10, 20 minutes. If it's a more intense threat, it can reach up to 45 minutes. And the students just sort of wait there and listen for the gunfire or whatever other threat to be over, to turn to silence. And then students just go right back into class. So teachers resume instruction.
They weren't really like acknowledging the fact that like you just heard gunshots and now you have to just act like nothing happened.
Arhelice, she's been dealing with this, yeah, since she was in elementary school.
So it happened first grade, second grade. So by third grade, fourth grade, you're already used to it. You already know what to do, what not to do.
And yeah, by the time she graduated, it was basically normalized. It felt routine.
So who decides if a school goes into lockdown mode?
So usually a school will go into lockdown at the instruction of police. There's a school police officer in almost every school in Philadelphia, and oftentimes they'll make the call if there's some sort of danger inside or outside the building. City police can do the same thing, and every once in a while, school faculty will do that. The vast majority of lockdowns are called because there's a shooting in sort of the vicinity of a school building, shootings in the neighborhood. Some other reasons, you know, there can be fights inside schools that cause a lockdown. If there's a weapon or a bullet sighting from a student, they'll shut down the school. And there are these unspecified directives from police. They're called J-band calls.
Uh-huh.
And that's when the police, you know, call up a school and they say, you need to lock the building down, but they don't necessarily provide a reason why. Schools that are in neighborhoods with concentrated violent crime, neighborhoods like North Philadelphia, Kensington, Fairhill, Southwest Philly, they see more lockdowns.
Mm-hmm.
They're sort of at the top of the list for schools that see the most instances like this. That being said, you know, schools all over the city are experiencing this. So it's not just a problem to do with those neighborhoods. They sort of are tasked with keeping kids safe through that.
How often does this happen in Philadelphia?
Every 2 school days, some building in the Philadelphia School District has seen a lockdown in the past 10 years, and it's gone up recently. So in the 2018-19 academic year, there was a lockdown almost every single school day.
Sheesh.
There are some schools that see lockdowns more often. The U School is number one on that list with 20 reported lockdowns since the school opened in 2015. The numbers that I just mentioned were based on a records request that I filed with the school district, and it was kind of a mess when I got it. So they sent me this folder of all these PDFs that looked like they were scanned from like handwritten notes. Some of it is illegible. You can't even really read all of the data that they're keeping. And so I turned all of this into a spreadsheet. You know, after weeks and weeks of cataloging it, it became a legible spreadsheet, but clearly, you know, these records are not kept with any sort of uniformity or clarity, so it's reasonable to expect that the spreadsheet that I turned it into, like, isn't even the whole picture, right?
Right.
There's reason to expect that there are way more lockdowns that are even cataloged here.
Are all of these lockdowns really necessary?
Yeah, it's a good question, and it has a complicated answer. On one hand, we definitely want to lean toward the side of keeping kids safe, but some of these lockdowns are called when there's a shooting or a stabbing as far as 2 or 3 blocks away from a school. So it's like do we need to be, you know, shutting the whole school down and disrupting learning over an instance like that?
Right.
At the same time, you don't want an instance like that to pour into the school. So it's sort of, you know, give and take. It's hard to say how many we should have.
So they're erring on the side of safety.
It seems that way.
Yeah. But I'm wondering then, what kind of impact does this have on the kids to have to, you know, like huddle in a corner from potential violence all the time?
Yeah. Talking to recent graduates and people who are currently in the Philadelphia School District, there's an extent to which they say it's kind of normalized for them. So even though it is scary to go through a lockdown, a lot of the students say that it's more frustrating than anything else.
Some kids would be irritated, especially like it depends on the time. Like if you're about to go to lunch and then your lunchtime is cut short because you just had a lockdown.
When their school's locked down for 10 or 20 minutes, it disrupts their learning. It sometimes makes them stay late at school if a lockdown is called sort of on the edge of the school day. You know, that being said, all these years later, Arhelice is now 19 years old. She's at college and she's realizing she sort of normalized it, but she's still pretty traumatized by having to go through the lockdowns. It was sort of a general component of like all the violence she experienced in her life, in her neighborhood. And she still jumps to this day at loud noises. She has nightmares.
I always tell like my best friends, I don't know why, but I had a dream that I was like getting shot and like people had like this big memorial for me. Cause like in Philly is like a thing that like after you get shot, they put like flowers and like bears in wherever you passed away at. And that to me was just like, you know, like was normal.
And it can be even more traumatizing for students who have special needs.
I'm Giovanna Gorham. I go to Julia the Ruggles and I'm 9.
9 years old?
Yes. I'm going to be 10 next year.
Giovanna Gorham, she's a 9-year-old who goes to DeBurgos Elementary School. That's in Fairhill. And she had a lockdown drill just a couple weeks ago, but she thought it was the real thing. She had to line up against the wall that's sort of hidden from the door with all her peers. And she has cerebral palsy, so she walks with a walker, and she couldn't really fit the walker in the lockdown situation. So it really freaked her out because she was realizing that her limited mobility might be a hindrance to her being safe in situations like this.
Yeah. You didn't like it, right? How come?
Because it was just too scary for me. I mean, it's so scary, I don't even like it.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
When we come back...
The biggest mental health crisis affecting our kids today that no one wants to talk about.
I'm Annette John Hall. This is The Why. I'm talking to Michaela Wimberg, a reporter for WHYY's Billy Penn, about how frequent lockdowns in Philly public schools affect students. Is there any documented impact on the kids?
Yeah, researchers are starting to look into this, right, since it's a pretty new phenomenon. There's a social worker therapist by the name of Nancy Kislin.
I recently wrote a book called Lockdown, Talking to Our Children About School Violence.
In general, to deal with trauma, people recommend talking about it and processing it. So as soon as a lockdown happens or as soon as a lockdown ends, she says that teachers should not just jump right back into math class, right? That sort of shoves down the whole phenomenon and doesn't help people process it.
Now, little Susie's sitting there going like, oh my God, my heart's beating so much. I'm still sweating and the teacher wants me to learn. And she looks around and it looks like everyone else is okay. She doesn't know that they're not okay. So that is very stress-inducing, and I hear that from so many kids.
The teacher can help by talking about it for a couple minutes with the kids, just like, hey, how's everybody feeling? That was a weird thing, right? Like, how do we feel?
Yeah.
And on the same vein, parents have to have that responsibility too. So when their kids get home, they should be asking, are you okay? What was that like for you? You know, just sort of help them understand and bring to the surface what emotions that might have raised and go from there.
It's just so validating to the kids. Like, yeah, that was not normal.
That said, it's hard to do that as a parent if you're not even sure that they're happening in the first place.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. Are parents informed when there's a lockdown?
Not always. The kids I talked to at the U school, they said that their parents weren't usually notified when there was a lockdown. I also talked to 9-year-old Giovanna's mom, Christina Gorham. we met up in a McDonald's, so that's why it's a little loud. But she said she's not informed of lockdowns that her daughter goes through.
The few that I've known of, we don't get notified when it happens. It's always after like 6-7 o'clock at night, and we all got one text and one piece of paper saying, oh, we had a lockdown, your kid was safe. I know my kid's safe because she's home with me now. Like, they need to be informed because I don't want to hear it on the news.
So since Giovanna started at DeBurgos, she's been through at least 8 lockdowns.
Oh,
the data
goodness.
Show that. And, you know, her mother says that she's gotten a letter home in the mail about 2 of them. So that's, you know, that's not even close to the number that she's experienced.
That's my only daughter. And I can't, you can't prevent everything, but to be informed is better.
She wants to know that her daughter's safe, and she wants to help her, you know, process whatever she's going through. But if she doesn't even know that they're happening, it's hard for her to, you know, to be there for her
right.
child.
You can't even talk to her about
exactly.
it if you don't know
she
it.
She doesn't know what's happening. That's right.
So what does the school district say about all this?
So the school district has sort of a reasoning that they work with. They inform parents when they say lockdowns are more of a big deal. So they don't usually tell parents when the lockdown's only a couple minutes. So if there's a longer lockdown that's due to violence in the school directly, then they say they'll always notify parents about that.
Yeah.
But, you know, for the smaller, quote unquote, instances, they might not pass that knowledge along. And, you know, part of that makes sense. I mean, if an incident doesn't enter a school, they don't want to unnecessarily freak parents out over something that wasn't even inside the school. It was just outside in the neighborhood. So there's, you know, there's a reason for the way that they do
right.
that. Yeah.
Right. So, Michaela, why isn't the school district taking a closer look at this if it happens all the time? It seems like you were the first to actually look at this data on a big picture level and, like, it's something that can have a huge impact on students.
Yeah, yeah. So the school district as an organization is naturally pretty siloed. There are more than 300 schools all over the city in totally different neighborhoods. So it makes sense to an extent that they would operate sort of independently. With lockdown specifically, the school district is responding to a problem that they can't control. We're talking about mostly violence outside the school building in Philadelphia neighborhoods, and they can't just make Philadelphia a less violent city. So the principal of the U school, Neil Guillet, he feels pretty stuck in this situation. When I told him that his school had the most lockdowns in the last 10 years, he was shocked. He didn't even know that he was at the top of the list. And he has to have the responsibility of tackling a problem as big as gun violence, neighborhood violence in the city, and turning that into his responsibility as a school principal. It's really complicated. So he said he's open to trying better ways to make lockdowns more comfortable for his students and to help them with dealing with lockdowns. You know, violence in Philadelphia is not new, but lockdowns are. The procedure of conducting these lockdowns, that's a pretty new phenomenon. Nancy, the social worker from before, she's, you know, she's among the first people who's really deeply looking into this, and there's not a ton of clinical research on how this actually affects kids. Among the first people to help out with this, there's the governor's office in Pennsylvania. They just instituted a new grant program where if schools in Pennsylvania want to improve their trauma-informed approach, then they can get some money to do that from the state. So, you know, people are just beginning to respond and try to improve how lockdowns work.
Michaela, thank you so much for coming in today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Michaela Winberg is a reporter for WHYY's Billy Penn. The Y is produced by me, Annette John Hall, along with Shai Binyakov, Alex Stern, and Kelsey Hansen, under the editorial direction of Katie Colinari. Our intern is Jay Chandler. Thanks to WHYY's Education Department for their help with this episode. What do you think about lockdowns in schools? Tweet me at AnnetteJH. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.